I have got a professional radio person on the other air, the other line, which kind of makes Greg nervous. Good morning, Charles Monroe Kane. How you doing this morning, Charles?
I am excellent, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the air this morning. Now, I'm talking to you, and you reside in Wisconsin. Maybe tell folks a little bit about yourself, and I mentioned you're a radio professional.
Yeah, I live in Madison, Wisconsin, not too far away, and I work for one of the national shows on public radio. It's called To the Best of Our Knowledge, and I'm down at the University of Wisconsin. That's where I do my radio show from, and recently, as you, I'm sure we'll talk about, I published a memoir about my mental illness, so that there's me. That's it. There's nothing more to offer.
This is Charles Monroe Kane. I have a feeling you got a lot to offer our listeners. You're the senior producer and interviewer, to the best of our knowledge, on Wisconsin Public Radio, our friends right across the river. And the reason why we are highlighting mental health awareness is because May is Mental Health Awareness Month. What a coincidence. And you've got a book signing coming up Friday, May 12th here in Winona. It's going to be taking place at Winona County Historical Society, downtown Winona. There's going to be refreshments and a book signing to follow. So, Charles, Lithium Jesus, the title of the actual book.
Yeah, it's a hell of a title, isn't it?
It really is. It catches your eye immediately. So explain to folks some of your experiences and why you've come to write a book and why, I guess, the folks decided you'd be a great speaker.
Well, what happened was, in a nutshell, when I was a child, when I was starting to go through puberty, 12, 13 years old, I started to hear voices, and I got really scared. I didn't know what the voices were, as you can imagine. And I went to a local church, an evangelical church, and asked them what was going on, and you can also imagine their answer. They told me it was God, and I, you know, that made sense to me. Mm-hmm. I was 12, and I joined the evangelical church, but then one day a woman, when I would speak at the church, like in tongues, I would speak out loud the voices in my head, mm-hmm. and a woman at the church said that my voices, when she heard them, I healed her. And I got some training, and you can read all about in the book, but basically I became a faith healer, and I moved to the Philippines and Haiti for 2 years in high school, and I was a child faith healer. And
what?
The problem was, the problem was that I had a mental illness, and then I thought it was, you know, God, and the mental illness was going untreated, and it got worse and worse and worse, and I went to college, and Christian college, and was going to go to seminary, and all those things, and the mental illness just got, you know, out of control, and ended up in a mental institution, like the one in Winona, and the Hiawatha Center, and when I got to the mental institution, I got a bunch of meds, and when I got the meds, the voices went away, and when the voices went away, me and God broke up, and basically, I didn't know what to do with my life. You know, I was 21 years old.
Wow.
I was a virgin, you know, I didn't drink, smoke, good kid, you know, been a faith healer, as you can imagine,
mm-hmm.
you know, a degree in, you know, ancient Hebrew, you know, and now suddenly I didn't believe in God anymore because I realized that there was no God because the God I believed in was just a mental illness. So I did what any young man would do. That was a logical thing to do. I pulled my $400 I had to my name, didn't go to seminary, and moved to Amsterdam. Quit taking my meds and basically partied for about 10 years.
Yeah, I like the
way it didn't help the mental illness, by the way. But
I like the way you put that. I did what anybody would do.
Yeah, you would do it,
wouldn't
you, man?
I went to Amsterdam.
You know, might as well taste some of those demons, so to speak. So that's what I did, and the book basically chronicles the journey from the first moment I heard voices all the way through my time in Amsterdam and Prague and all my adventures along the way, where I just basically tried everything from LSD therapy to a bunch of stuff
wait,
in between.
Now, wait a minute.
Try
let's
to
back,
heal my mental illness.
Let's back up just a minute. LSD as a therapy? Oh.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea, by the way. I always
well,
always
it, does, it, it does defy logic.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, it's a terrible idea. But there is some research. I'm sure I read very little of it. But there is some research that says that LSD can be like a purge. You can purge out your mind of the mental illness. So I would, you know, take LSD in binges for 30 days in a row to try to heal myself.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It didn't work. No.
Well, I'm not shocked.
Yeah, no, you shouldn't be surprised.
This is amazing.
So the book's basically just talking about my... What happened was basically I moved back to America after living abroad for 10 years and, you know, heroin and methamphetamine and LSD and just a real party life, crazy life. And I said, I didn't want to do it anymore. And I kind of got the radio bug and said I wanted to be in radio. And at the time, the voices were just getting out of control and worse and worse and worse. And so I decided I was going to finally deal with it, you know, get a psychiatrist, get a mm-hmm. psychologist, you know, take my meds. And when I finally dealt with it, which was only about 5 years ago, when I finally dealt with it, I was calmer, right? And so I'm like, oh, I should write this down. I should probably write down what happened to me in the last 25 years. Like, what happened to my life? So I wrote it out. I did it for myself. I was trying to, like, figure out what the hell. And when I finished it, I'm like, wait a minute. This other people should read this. So that's when I, you know, started taking it seriously.
Well, this is amazing. This is amazing. Charles Monroe Kane is our guest this morning on In the Know on KWNO, senior producer and interviewer for To the Best of Our Knowledge on Wisconsin Public Radio. And this is amazing. So you actually got healed, and as it were, like just five years ago? And you're at where you're at now in your life. That's amazing. Charles?
Yeah, I mean, I think what happened was is that, you know, when you have a mental illness, I think a lot of people who do can understand this, doesn't matter what it is, but, you know, mind is hearing voices and being manic, is you figure out ways around it. You know, some people drink, some people just, it doesn't matter what it is, you figure out ways around it. But eventually that catches up with you. And for me, the voices transformed themselves from when I was a child to kind of like gibberish, to like syllables, to words, to sentences. And then as I, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it turned to commands.
Really?
Once that happened, I was like, this is unacceptable.
That's frightening.
This is not what I want. You know?
That's
and
frightening.
I wanted to deal with it. What was interesting is that, you know, I've been a reporter. I work for NPR. I won a Peabody Award. I've been to all those things while still not treating my mental illness. So it isn't like you can't survive in life. But I think it just, it was so much work. And like now I'm like, oh, my God, my life isn't that it's easier. It's just that it's not so much work every day.
You're not exhausted.
It's a much calmer way to deal with life.
Well, this is going to be an incredible event, folks. If you want, and you're actually going to, you're going to talk and a book signing. This is going to be taking place at the Warren County Historical
Society. Yeah, and I will add for people, this is my 35th city, and now I'm traveling around the country.
Wow.
Everywhere I've gone, I've pretty much done, like, you know, the local public radio interview, because I work for public radio, and then would do a book signing at a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time I've ever spoken in conjunction. You know, I know where I'm going to be speaking at the Historic Society, but the sponsor of the speech, if I'm correct, is the local mental hospital in Hiawatha Mental Health Center.
Yep.
I've never spoken at a mental with people who work at a mental hospital. I know a lot of employees are coming.
Good.
I'm personally very excited because I feel like there's some things I want to say, you know, about empathy and about things that I've experienced, because I've been in mental institutions and live there by choice and by force. And I think there's some things to talk about that are there. And I will say, I've been doing this around the country, and people at the Q&As get really intense. Because a lot of people come with mental illness, and they want to talk. And they can be very intense conversations. You know? So it's kind of an interesting experience, I think.
Well, when we talked last week, setting up this interview, you mentioned you hadn't been to Winona, so I'm hoping that we're going to have nice weather for you, because it's perfect where you and I are today. Friday, May 12th, we can't make any promises. But
can't make any promises, not in this part of the world. It could be snowing for you.
Don't say that. 6 p.m. Friday, May 12th, refreshments and book signing to follow. It is going to be taking place at Winona County Historical Society, and we want to give a shout-out to Solomon Song as well. Those folks in Hiawatha Valley Mental Health Center, they're kind of co-sponsoring Charles' visit here. Lithium Jesus is the actual book title, and it sounds like you're a very young man. It sounds like
I'm 48 years old.
Oh, now you're 48. Okay, well that's still young.
I think that one thing I'll say for people, you know, that, you know, because obviously I took a long time to start dealing with the mental health, is that, you know, anybody you know out there who has mental health issues, they have an issue with the mental health, if they're severely depressed or if they're schizophrenic or anywhere in between. Yes, they're dealing with that, but there's something else they're dealing with, which is really what my book is about more, which is they're dealing with the meds. You know, I meet with a group of people once a week through my local NAMI chapter of people who hear voices, and we get together and for a support group. And we don't have to talk about our meds half the time. You know, that's what people talk about all the time. So, you know, if you have someone out there that you care about who has a mental illness, like, ask them about their meds. Have a conversation.
Interesting.
Because that's a big issue for us. They've become a metaphor. You know, they've become a symbol in our lives. I mean, when you take the meds, and I think that metaphor and that symbol is something that can be positive or negative for people who have mental illness. And for most of my life, it was a negative thing. For me, the meds were the thing I was fighting against. You know, that was the symbol of psychiatry, the symbol of control. Now I realize that's wrong. But I do also realize that most people I know who have a mental illness feel the same way.
You're right. I think
the medicines are a big issue. That you're judged for them. I mean, if you have, you know, if you have to get dialysis, like, nobody thinks twice. You know, oh, where are you going? Oh, I got to go dialysis this week. Okay. But if you're mentally ill, I'll give you a quick example.
That's true.
When I first moved to Madison, I ride my bike everywhere, and I got hit by a car, and I broke my foot and dislocated my hip. Everybody and their brother. I had my, you know, NPR sent me a bottle of whiskey, and people sent me stuff and flowers. It was great. You know, people took care of me, you know. I was laid up for a couple of weeks, and, you know, people really took care of me. I remember about a year later, I had a severe bout of mania that just turned into this, like, nightmare mess where I had to take, you know, 4 or 5 days off work, whatever, and nobody brought me a casserole, you know what I mean? Nobody visited me, and to be honest, that's when I needed this. So I didn't need the support for the broken foot.
Oh, gosh.
And so we forget that everyone's afraid of it. Everyone's afraid to touch it.
It's not catchy, right? It's not catchy. They're not going to catch it.
And but it is something that people just completely ignore. It's actually almost incredible how much it's ignored. People are afraid to talk to you about it. But you're like, dude, I need a casserole. We all need casseroles, but sometimes you need one more than that.
Charles, I can see why you do well on your Wisconsin Public Radio show. You've got a way about you, and I'll tell you what a life you've led. And thank God that you or thank goodness, as it were, in Lithium Jesus is the name of the book. And where can people buy it? Can they buy the book now?
Yes, and it's at your, I don't know the name, I'm sorry, I should know. I have the name of your local, don't you have a local alternative bookstore there?
Yeah, now you're putting the host on the spot. So,
yeah, I don't know what it is, but I will say that if you really want to get it, come on out. Get your free refreshments, right? I don't know what the refreshments would be. It could be good.
Oh, they're going to be great. Yeah, trust me.
That night, I don't know what the local bookstore is. But it's in bookstores everywhere around the country, but I'm sure it's on the local bookstore there as well. But come that night and get it. It's cheaper to come that night and get it anyway, and I'll autograph it.
Nice.
And I have a special pen. I've had the same pen the entire book tour, so it's got magic.
Oh, man.
It's like magic.
You know what? Friday, May 12th. All right. Well, that's going to be interesting. I'll tell you what. I'll see if I can't make
it down
there.
You're going to be there?
I might try and make it down there, dude. I would like to.
Why not?
I'd like to meet
you.
I'd like to meet you. I think the book sounds fascinating just based on some of the stories you told us. It's just incredible, the life you've led. And thank goodness that you've come out the other side healthy.
And not everyone does, you know. So sometimes it's important to read those that did and kind of figure out why, because not everyone makes it through the path, which I think is too bad, but it is a reality that we have to take, I think, you know, very seriously. And the world I live in, you know, that sometimes you're like, wow, this person's not going to make it, and that's too bad. And I think that we, you know, and then I will say that, you know, for anyone out there, I will say, you know, the book is basically a collection of stories, right? Stories from my past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can figure out a way to tell your own story through music, through writing, like I did, or mm-hmm. or through any way that you can communicate to other people your story, it can heal you. More than anything I've experienced writing that book was the most healing thing I've ever done in my life. Because then it took the time to really understand myself. And everyone could do that. Anyone could do that. Anyone. And I think that's how I always encourage people to do it. It could be poetry, whatever it is that you need to express yourself. You know, sometimes I think you have to do it. I think some people are afraid to tell the truth about themselves, even to themselves. So I would definitely encourage people to tell their story.
Well, Charles, we really appreciate your time today. Charles,
thank you very much, sir.
And the event is Friday, May 12th, 6 p.m., Winona County Historical Society. They've got great refreshments. That place does it right. And a book signing to follow.
Good refreshments.
You're going to love the eats, and you're going to love, you're literally will be less than a half mile from the Mississippi River at the Historical Society.
Excellent. I will make sure I spend some time for going for a walk.
I think you're going to really love our community, and I think we're really going to enjoy your talk and your book signing. Oh, we appreciate it, Charles. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You enjoy your day. I thank you.